This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. All right, here's the screenplay. The Great Escape, Thousands Swim to Liberation, Dunkirk, the sequel. No, I'm talking fish. In August, 150,000 salmon broke out of their fish farms and out into the open waters of the Puget Sound. Now critics of the industry are renewing their calls to end aquaculture in Washington state waters. Eilish O'Neill reports from Seattle.
The Hope Island Fish Farm floats in a sheltered bay of Washington state's Puget Sound. Giant rectangular nets hold thousands of fish, though it's difficult to see them till they jump.
This site's very brackish water. Sometimes it's hard to see the fish inside here.
Tom Glaspie is the site manager. Opponents of farms like these say it's risky to grow Atlantic salmon in Pacific waters. They say escaped salmon could compete with native fish for food and habitat. The researchers differ on whether or not that's possible. And critics add fish farms can pollute the water with their waste and spread antibiotic resistance and viruses. That's why Kurt Beardsley, of the Wild Fish Conservancy, is working with some state legislators to try to outlaw fish farms in Puget Sound. His goal is to bring fish farms into tanks on land. That way, he says,
no parasites, no viruses go into public water. There are no escapes.
Nell Hall says that's not realistic. She's a spokesperson for Cook Aquaculture, the Canada-based company that owns all eight of Washington's open water fish farms.
The amount of land that would be required if we were to take all our commercial production out of the ocean onto land is just not feasible.
But there's another option if Washington decides to outlaw fish farming in state waters, heading 3 miles offshore into federal waters. Mike Rust is a scientist for the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He studies aquaculture. He says farming fish in the deep ocean would diffuse any environmental effects.
It's hard to even conceive of an impact.
Fish farming isn't going away. The World Bank predicts that by 2030, 3/5 of the fish the world consumes will come from aquaculture. Here's Nell Hulse with Cook Aquaculture again.
We are going to farm. We have to.
But for now, Washington's Governor Jay Inslee has issued a moratorium on new fish farm permits. In Seattle, I'm Eilish O'Neill for Marketplace.